Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 23rd May 2022. Top stories for today. Malaysia reported a total of 1,870 new COVID-19 cases in the last 24 hours. According to the COVID Now portal, there were 3,389 recoveries recorded. Two more deaths have also been reported from the pandemic. As of yesterday, about 82.7% of the population have been fully vaccinated. Ampang Jaya OCPD Assistant Commissioner Muhammad Farooq Ishak earlier today said the security guard who claimed that he had spotted a tiger in Kemensah Heights has been remanded for 14 days after it was found that he had no valid documents to stay in Malaysia. Meanwhile, police said they were investigating a possible tiger sighting in Kemensah Heights based on a viral WhatsApp message. More than 1 million Dayaks in Sarawak are setting into the pre-Gawai festive mood a week before the month-long Harvest Festival starts on June 1st. All events related to the Gawai celebrations in homes, longhouses and communities at large will be allowed to be staged at full capacity. The traditional celebration is much anticipated by the local community as it comes 2 years after the COVID-19 crisis that left more than 300,000 infected and more than 3,000 dead throughout Sarawak. On the international front, with another 99 new COVID-19 cases reported, Beijing extended its lockdown as workers and students continued to work from home. The Chinese province of Henan has ordered its nearly 100 million. The Chinese province of Henan has ordered its nearly 100 million people to take a COVID test every 2 days. Movement has been restricted at numerous residential compounds in the city, slightly less severe than in Shanghai, where millions of citizens have been under lockdown for the past 2 months. 7 people were killed as a ferry carrying more than 130 people caught fire in the northeastern Philippines, forcing passengers and crew members to jump into the sea where they were rescued by other vessels. The fire, which started from the engine room, engulfed the MV Mercraft II while it was approaching a seaport in Brill Town in Quezon Province from Polillo Island. 24 people were injured and brought to a hospital. A third case of monkeypox virus may have been possibly found in the United States. Health authorities are running tests on a patient in South Florida to confirm if the person has contracted the virus. Meanwhile, in Europe, more than 100 cases of the viral infection have been reported recently. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit esrawani.com for more on these stories.